Chapter 7 Car Culture. Worldwide, 40 million new passenger cars are built every year. A recent study estimates that the number of cars on the world's roads will triple over the next 20 years to 1.5 billion cars. Most of this growth will take place in China, where there is currently one car for every 100 people. In comparison, a survey done in 2003 revealed that there were more cars in the United States than drivers. The United States, possibly more than any other country, has been completely transformed by cars. Cars are so common today that it is difficult to imagine a time without them. However, cars did not become necessities for families in the United States until after World War II. Prior to that time, cars were seen mainly as toys for the rich. By the end of the war, however, people were tired of saving their money and rationing items. They were ready to have some fun. Unlike Europe and Japan, whose industries had been wiped out by World War II, factories in the United States could quickly be changed from production of wartime items to mass production of such luxurious items as cars. Two other factors also helped the population of the United States take cars into their lives: low oil prices and drivable roads. As cars grew in popularity in the United States, there were also changes in lifestyle. Farmers, who were once isolated from society by rural life, now took weekend trips into the city. Also, workers in the cities no longer needed to live in inner city housing in order to keep their jobs at nearby factories. Those who made enough money moved out of the cities and into the suburbs. Now that each family had its own car, commuting to work from the suburbs became a common practice. The car boom also brought about changes in many businesses. Suddenly, drive-in movie theaters and drive-through restaurants began to appear across the country. Cars not only changed the way people lived, they also changed the way they taught. Traditionally, because young people spent most of their time outside school in and around the home, the strongest role models for teenagers were their parents. However, once they had their own driver license and had access to cars, teens began spending more time out cruising with friends. Therefore, they became less likely to follow the behavior of their parents and more likely to follow the behavior of their friends. The word cruising was coined to refer to the act of driving with purpose of watching others while being seen. One city in California, Van Nuys, was particularly famous for the nightly ritual of cruising. It was not uncommon for people who lived 300 kilometers away to drive to Van Nuys and drive up and down Van Nuys Boulevard, along with hundreds of other teenagers cruising the street. People who live along the street would sit on the porch in front of their houses to watch the parade of cars slowly drive by each night. The car boom of the 1950s continued into the 1960s as new car models became more and more outrageous. In the early days of cars, car design was quite conservative. Henry Ford, founder of the Ford Motor Company, is claimed to have said about his most popular car of the 1920s, the Model T. "You can have it in any color, as long as it's black. All at once, huge tail fins, super-powered engines, and multicolored bodies were only a few of the accessories new car buyers could choose from." One thing producers paid little attention to, however, was safety. It was until the mid-1960s that consumers began to demand that all car companies include at least a few common safety features in new cars. These new standards eventually led to safety features such as seat belts, airbags, anti-lock brakes, and automatic door locks. Despite these safety features, there are over 1,250,000 fatal accidents involving cars, and 10 to 15 million injuries worldwide every year.